Last week, I had a conversation with Amanda Milligan at Fractal about cognitive biases. We talked about the importance of communicators understanding how our biases affect the way we message and communicate with all of our audiences. This makes our jobs challenging, of course, because we have to consider every perspective, which isn't easy to do when we each have our own biases and look at things through different lenses. Even something as simple as the curse of knowledge can affect how we position things. It's hard to keep a learner's mindset when we have an expertise, but it's necessary if we want to be great at our jobs. At the same time, we have to consider how certain things such as holidays or even the death of a celebrity might seem innocuous to some, but could be really hurtful to others. And that, my friends, is what I'd like to discuss during this week's episode of the Spin Sucks podcast.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back to the Spin Sucks podcast. I am Jenny Dietrich. I was talking to my mom, and she said she'd started receiving emails from companies about Mother's Day, but they're not marketing emails yet. Instead, they are compassion-filled emails asking people if they'd like to unsubscribe from the forthcoming Mother's Day's messages. Let me read the one from Sizzix to you. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and we know that it can be a difficult time for a lot of us. That's why we're giving our customers the option to opt out of receiving emails about it. Please click here, and we will make sure we don't send you any communications about any upcoming Mother's Day collections or content. Don't worry, you'll still be updated on everything else, Sizzix. I hope I'm saying that right. I have no idea. Sizzix. While Mother's Day is not a real holiday, says the woman who fully expects jewelry this year, there are people who have lost their moms, don't want to be moms, or can't be moms. And being reminded of that hurt or loss every year is hard. Other organizations that tend to cater to women, such as Etsy, have followed in the footsteps of Sizzix. The well-known neuroscientist Antonio Damasio once said, "We are not thinking machines that feel, rather we are feeling machines that think." Every human decision depends on emotion, every single one. We already know that humans buy based on emotion, and we already know the importance of building trust, from everything to toothpaste and laundry detergent to car and appliance purchases. Even in B2B, we buy based on emotion because guess what? We're human beings. If we have learned anything in this past year, it's that we need to lead our communications with compassion while keeping our biases in check. The organizations that are proactive enough to say, hey, listen, it's Mother's Day, it's coming up and we're going to be marketing around it. But if you don't want those messages, that's totally cool. Here's an easy way to unsubscribe. These are the organizations that understand all of this on an intimate level. At the start of the pandemic, we saw many organizations completely stop operations to provide what was most needed by the country and the world at an unprecedented time. Nike and Gap both created and donated medical wear. Anheuser-Busch and Tito's made hand sanitizer. Dyson created a whole new ventilator. And who wouldn't want a ventilator made by Dyson? I want to marry my Dyson vacuum. Totally get it. The automakers all produce PPE for hospitals. While this wasn't done for communications purposes, of course, it certainly provided an angle that proved empathy and compassion during a time that we all desperately needed it. According to Pew Research, the large majority, 84% of consumers say it's important that a company supports charitable causes, and it affects 73% of Americans' purchase decisions. And according to a 5WPR report, 71% say they would pay more for a product if they knew some of the proceeds went to charity. But it's not just about changing operations for a few weeks during a pandemic or donating to charities. Compassion and purpose-driven marketing can help drive brand loyalty and sales. According to a survey from Sprout Social, 66% of consumers believe brands should take a stand on social issues because they help create real change. And 63% said that companies have the platform necessary to reach the larger audiences. 9 in 10 consumers are more likely to give highly transparent brands second chances after negative experiences. And just like in buying, in business, we're all human and we make mistakes. So when we're transparent, we get a second chance. This is a lot to consider, especially because many of the things required of organizations really have nothing to do with the communications department. So in just a few minutes, I'll be back to talk to you through how you can lead with compassion-based communications that consider the lenses of all of your stakeholders while keeping your own biases at bay.
There are two things I want you to know about. The first is the Fundamentals of Media Measurement course that we just launched with Muckrack, and the second is the PESEL Model Certification. Both will help you evolve your career this year as you learn how to measure your work using the PESEL model to get you there. The Fundamentals of Media Measurement course can teach you how to measure your earned media efforts, create a successful measurement strategy, and report on your success. It will take you about 2 hours, but it has quick, bite-sized lessons you can take when convenient. It has actionable tips, step-by-step approaches, and examples from Jonna Burke, Christopher Penn, and me. Go to mrack.co/spinsucks to learn more, get registered, and start your measurement journey today. That's mrack.co/spinsucks. Please be sure to use that link because I get a gold star every time someone registers, and I love gold stars. And for those of you who need to evolve your career, learn how to integrate the work you do with marketing and amp up your measurement efforts, the PESEL Model Certification is for you. Step up your game with an academically accredited PESEL Model Certification from SpinSucks and the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Learn more about that by going to spinsucks.com/academy, or you can go to spinsucks.com and click on Academy in the navigation. And now, back to the show.
I'm back. Okay, let's talk about what this all means for your communications plan and messaging. As I said, it certainly depends on the leadership at your organization, but even without a strong corporate social responsibility program, you can be empathetic and compassionate around things such as Mother's and Father's Day. The point is to do your best to humanize the brand. Just like the message from Sizzix, it's pretty easy to treat your subscribers like actual human beings. When I write things or when I'm producing a podcast or I'm doing a video, I have certain people in mind that I know represent the group of people I want to get rallied up about things. So you can do the same thing. There are actual human beings behind the computer screen. And while it's important to know which stage of the buyer's journey they are in and where and when they might be motivated to buy, the most important thing to remember is they're people. And just like you, they hate receiving messages that sound or read like a robot sent them. Also remember that no one person is alike. Customers, prospects, employees, ambassadors, fans, followers, board members, executive teams. Many may fall into the same generation or age bracket, but they're all different. All of last year, people kept saying we were all in this together. And I kept saying, actually, we're not all in this together. We're all in it at the same time. Not everyone experienced the pandemic in the same way, which is why it's so important to be cognizant of different experiences, situations, and even their own biases. Just like Sizzix has figured out, not everyone will be stoked to be reminded that Mother's Day is coming up. And here I am, I continue to remind you that Mother's Day is coming up. But there's a point to it. There's a point to it. The next thing you want to do is always, always, always perform research. Because compassion-based communications require you to put yourself in another person's shoes, it's important not to just guess, educated or not. No one can create messaging that truly resonates if you don't know what it's like to be someone else. Performing in-depth buyer persona research allows for empathetic insight. Pay attention, listen, and be proactive. This is extremely challenging because it oftentimes requires some thick skin. Sometimes you hear things you don't necessarily want to hear. Whether it's through social media, online forums, or feedback from the sales or customer service teams, you must pay really close attention to the nuances of all of your stakeholders. What do people like? What do they wish you would change? What do they appreciate about your messaging now? Are there things you could think about in terms of future messaging? Are you compassionate or do you come across as a robot? And then the last thing you want to do as you embark on compassion-based communications is to set your own biases aside. This is the most challenging part about approaching communications in this way. Perhaps you love being a parent or you adore your parents, so it would never occur to you that there are people out there who go into a deep funk when Mother's or Father's Day are mentioned. That's why it's so important to not just do the research and ask the questions, but understand that the way you see the world is not how everyone sees it, and set those biases aside. If you'd like to chat about cognitive biases or compassion-based communications or really anything marketing or communications related and you're not already in the free SpinSucks community, you can join us there at spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.